relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have a very tragic alert for you right now. An incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center here at the lower tip of Manhattan.
It's believed a 737 has crashed into this speculation at this point, but at least three floors taken out, crashed into the side of the building.
Just a couple of, within the last couple of weeks, in fact, there was a pilot who flew. There was another one. We just saw another one apparently go. Another plane just flew into the second tower. This raises, this has to be deliberate, folks.
Well, that would begin to say that, yeah.
We just saw on live television as a second plane flew into the second tower of the World Trade Center. Folks, let me interrupt you. We are looking at live pictures of the World Trade Center literally starting to crumble. It is falling apart as we watch these pictures live. The World Trade Center, 110 stories, literally starting to fall.
And 3,000 people killed by a group called Al-Qaeda. Not long after that event occurred, almost 20 years ago, the talking heads, the self-appointed elites, coalesced around one question. Greetings, my friend. Sebastian Gorka here, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. All those people who, I think, thought they were special or qualify to comment on those events, people who had very little, if any, background in counterterrorism or national security, coalesced around one question, which actually I think it was the cover of Time magazine that published that question. Why do they hate us? If you're of a certain vintage, you remember that in the weeks and months after September the 11th, the cognitive inability of people in America who are deemed to be special, wise, educated, who asked the question, how is this possible? How could grown men with just box cutter knives and little canisters of CS gas, of spray that is used in self-defense, turn a form of mass transit into a form of mass destruction. Because the event themselves, the flying of those passenger jets into those buildings, into the Pentagon, was historic, not just gruesome and tragic and murderous on a mass scale. Remember that we just come out a decade earlier from two generations of Cold War. Put in the scheme of national security, put into the correct geostrategic and historic context, we'd witness the 20th century shaped by war. As one individual so wittily put it, the 20th century began in the Balkans and ended in the Balkans. It began with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand by Gavrilo Princip, an anarchist, a Serbian nationalist, which through the various ententes and the various arrangements of the earliest 20th century diplomacy triggered World War I. A war in which a whole generation was lost. The fruit of Europe. America only involved in the last few moments of that war. It was the European nations that lost the cream of their young men in the trenches of Verdun, in those no man's land filled with barbed wire and machine gun nests, with more than 6 million killed. But it was a war of mechanized proportions in which predominantly the militaries paid the brunt. It was the young men of the armies of each side that were mowed down. And just a few years later, the Great War, the First World War, was outdone in a conflict that spanned the globe, in which 60 million people were killed, and not just soldiers. In fact, in most theaters of that war, it was the civilians that bore the brunt. Then came the Cold War, a stasis, if you will, with, yes, hot wars in the periphery, in South Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa. But between the two polar sides, between America and the Soviet Union, between NATO and the Warsaw Pact, the birds never flew. The strategic bombers never dropped their bombs on Washington or on Moscow or on London or on Paris. Then we had the 1990s with the Balkan Wars. From Gavrilo Princip to the Serbs massacring the Croats massacring the Muslims, and the Muslims fighting all of them. And we thought that finally, after that was settled in 1995, well, freedom had won, democracy had won. Fukuyama announced the end of history. And then history came back with a vengeance. And the cognoscenti didn't understand. How could they do this to us in the heart of Manhattan, in Washington, in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania? How could they do that? Very simply, because they hate us and because they must destroy us. And that's what we've forgotten in the last 20 years, is we fell into the abyss of political correctness and safe spaces and transgender rights. Our enemy didn't sleep. Our enemy planned. Our enemy regrouped. And now our enemy is armed better than they have ever been armed before. thanks to those self-same elite, well-educated individuals who thought, well, it's time to leave Afghanistan. Who needs a strategic airbase in Bagram? We can just leave. Last man out, turn off the light. But the hatred, the jihadists, the likes of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Haqqani Network, Al-Nusra, have for us has only grown. So, my friends, hold your loved ones tight tonight and ask yourself, are you ready? Because the front line in this war, it's not in some far poppy-strewn laden field in France or on some hellhole of a valley in the Panjshir. It's when you step out of your door in the morning. We're getting ready for the 20th anniversary, and we're probably more in danger than we've ever been. Do you have a plan? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That should be your story. That could be your story. But there's only one way to be sure, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Great to be back. Taking your calls, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Please remember, we have our brand new store. Yes, SebGorkaStore.com, where you can get all of our books, sadly more relevant than ever, Defeating Jihad, my first book, Why We Fight, and then The War for America's Soul. We have delightful things such as Made in America coffee cups that say America First. I can't turn it up because it's full of coffee. It's got an American eagle on the bottom. We've got hoodies with the stars and stripes in the hood. That's how cool they are. And most exciting, when the president was on the show 2 weeks ago, in honor of the president and his rally, where he used that infamous phrase, we've got shirts that say, if you're woke, you're a loser. Send a message to those crazies around you. Get the if you're woke, you're a loser with the president on the T-shirt at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. We have to check in every single week with the president's former attorney. She is the chair of the National Election Integrity Alliance, Jenna Ellis. Welcome back to America First.
Great to talk to you, Seb, and I already want a coffee mug because I feel like that needs to just be perpetual branding for America First, and we all need to be all in. So one of the coffee mugs.
I will get you one. I think we can spread to that. This is a beautiful, beautiful America First mug, and we've also got hats. We've got all kinds of stuff. So, guys, it's all made in America, and it's all super cool. Okay, got to get your reaction. Let's talk about the big story of the day. This is Joy Behar, and she's not happy. Cut set.
Is SCOTUS going to be responsible for these babies when these people have these children? What happens when they are perhaps, God forbid, murdered by their parents? Whose responsibility is it?
Well, they're worried about the Taliban and the Taliban women. Worry about the Taliban in America.
Yeah,
that's what these guys are real for.
Yeah.
The Taliban in America. That's you guys if you're listening to America First. And the irony, Whoopi Goldberg, did you catch that, Jen, at the beginning? Said, what happens if these parents kill the children after they're born? Well, what's abortion, Jenna?
Well, right. I mean, so we're okay with them killing, murdering their children before they're born. We're just concerned with murdering after they're born. Got it. So right. Legalizing unborn children's murder, totally fine with the radical left, but their arbitrary line of saying, oh, I'm sorry, after birth, then it becomes actual murder. I mean, this is how crazy the left is. And this is why if you draw an arbitrary line at any point from the moment of conception to natural death, you get into these crazy arguments like what actually, when, where, and how constitutes murder. Is it born versus unborn? I mean, why not go all the way and tell, you know, teenagers? A lot of parents don't like their teenage kids, so why isn't Whoopi Goldberg concerned about that? It's absolutely crazy.
All right, so let's talk about I have to control myself, Jenna, because in the last 5 to 10 years, I think it's fair to say, empirically, that there's been an amazing shift, a sea change in American attitudes to abortion, and especially in the youth, in the under 30s, who understand, they follow the science, they understand that this is a human being inside a mother's womb. I don't want to get carried away with myself, but how important, you've taught constitutional law, you're a practicing lawyer, how important, how significant is the SCOTUS decision and the signing into effect of the new heartbeat law in Texas?
It's very significant. And even though this was simply a denial of an emergency application to stay the law, it shows that the Supreme Court is no longer reflexively protecting abortion as a so-called right. And that's what is the most important part of this decision. The Supreme Court said that they were not ruling on the merits of the issue. Of course, it will be litigated further on the merits and potentially wind its way up back to the Supreme Court. But what they're saying here is that no longer will an activist majority simply say, sorry, states, you don't have a compelling interest to protect unborn life. And so for all of us who understand actual science and who have seen the science, who see the strides that we have made in showing how heartbeats are about 5 to 6 weeks after conception, showing things like ultrasounds. I mean, we know, and we have known, of course, because the Bible teaches the truth of this, that life begins at conception, but the science is showing that more and more clearly. And I firmly believe, Seb, that if the Roe Court in 1973 were sitting today with the science that we have, their decision in that case would have been markedly different because they didn't hold, like the leftists want us to believe, that there is a constitutional right to abortion. They didn't hold that. They simply said that the government has a compelling interest to protect life, but that a so-called right to privacy covers some abortions in some circumstances. And so they created this balancing test, which now that we have much, much better science, shows that the balance is in favor of protecting life from the moment of conception.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but that's garbage law. The idea that you can kill an unborn child based upon some penumbra of privacy hidden in the Constitution. It was garbage back in 1973, and it's still garbage now. Jenna, if you want to support this lady's work, full disclosure, I'm a member of the National Board for Election Integrity. Find out more. Support Jenna at AmericanGreatnessFund.com. That's AmericanGreatnessFund.com. We're just days away from the recall vote in California. What is your message to our millions of listeners? Because we have so many in California. What do you want to tell them now, Jenna?
Get out and vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom and vote in person. Do not mail in your ballot. Do not let someone else take it for you. Do not have any sort of chain of custody issues. Go vote in person. Vote yes on question one. And then I have endorsed, as you know, Kevin Kiley, who is a great current California assemblyman who is the right call for California to replace Gavin Newsom. You can find out a lot more about him. I actually wrote a piece for Newsmax yesterday explaining all of the reasons that I think he's the best choice for California. He has actually successfully sued Gavin Newsom in the midst of all of the COVID lockdowns. He has said and pledged that he will end the emergency order in California, which would effectively repeal any of the lockdown mandates and all of the things that California is struggling with, and all of the things that Newsom, because of his terrible decisions, are costing his taxpayers, just in the cases that the firm that I associate with in California, over $3.5 million of attorney fees. Guess what? Newsom's not paying that. You, the California taxpayers, are. So you need to get out and vote in person. Vote yes to the first question. If a majority votes yes, then Newsom is done. He's recalled, period. And then the second question is, who do you think is the best suited to replace him? And if I were in California, my vote 100% would be for Kevin Kiley. You can find him at Kiley for California, all spelled out, KileyForCalifornia.com.
Yeah, it's an incredible system that the Californian voters on one ballot can instantly recall the incumbent governor. And then from the list of, I don't know where it's at, 40 million candidates, at least 20 candidates, they can choose his replacement right there on the same sheet of paper. Super exciting. Come on, guys. It's time to get rid of Nancy's nephew. Yes, Nancy Pelosi's nephew is the governor of California. God bless you, Jenna. Hope to see you back in studio soon after your travels. Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on all social media platforms. That's Jenna Ellis, ESQ. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752. There are very few things I'm good at cooking, but what I'm good at cooking, I'm good at cooking. And one of those is a juicy steak, especially a T-bone from GoodRanches.com. It's the star of every meal. Anything you get from them, pork, steak, chicken, or seafood, you know what it's like at the grocery store. The mystery meat, you don't know what you're getting, and the way they package it, they hide the gristly bits underneath. Get the best meats from Good Ranches at the best price, shipped right to your front door. Save time, save money, and bring home meat that actually you want to eat, and it's going to be a pleasure to cook, and it's going to be just juicy, cooked to perfection. If you do it the way I do, I don't know what your preferences are, but you got to start with the best meat out there. They have grass-fed. 80% of what you buy in the stores is imported from who knows where. Get the good stuff, goodranches.com. You don't want the spoilage of the commercial mass-packaged meat. Get goodranches.com meat today. goodranches.com/GORKA and save $20 or better. Subscribe and save each box of mouth-watering meats that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranches.com/GORKA and use promo code GORKA at checkout. $20 off and free shipping and delicious steak. Let's go to your calls. Much better idea. 833-334-6752. 833-33-GORKA. Let's go to Helen in Ohio. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you? It's good to talk with you.
Welcome.
I just wanted to comment on the abortion issue. I find it strange that the Democrats are always calling everything racist, and they seem to forget that Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, was a racist.
She wasn't just a racist, Helen. She was a rank eugenicist.
Okay, that works. She wanted to do away
with lesser individuals. Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Oh, I know, and that's just so sad that they don't seem to find that objectionable, that she started Planned Parenthood.
Hang on. Not that they don't find it objectionable. They give out Margaret Sanger awards, and guess who one of the recipients is? Hillary Clinton, Helen.
Why does that not surprise me?
If you want to know, guys, thank you for raising this, Helen. If you want to know just how mind-boggling real history is, I think it's Dinesh's last film, United States of Socialism. And he does these amazing reenactments of historical events, and he reenacts the actual event that occurred in Germany, where the steering committee, the leadership of the National Socialist Workers' Party, the Nazi Party, receives a letter from Hitler telling them they need to congratulate Margaret Sanger. Yes, the Nazi Party of Germany was so enamored with Margaret Sanger's eugenicist racism that Hitler wanted to congratulate her for her ideas of how to get rid of certain ethnic minorities. That's who the people worship on the left, and that's who brought us Planned Parenthood. That's how demonic and diabolical we are. More of your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Refactor.com studios.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And I'm not doing it alone, because it's always more fun when you've got buddies to do it with. And she is our West Coast Warrior Princess. And I'm going to see her in just a few days' time. Is it true? Is it a packed venue? Jennifer Horn, is our town hall sold out?
It is sold out. I am super excited, first of all, to see you, but then to get together with all of our California listeners. They're going to be fired up 2 days before recall election day. And, yeah, 1,000 tickets gone.
Allowed in California, 1,000 people at one event? Is that even legal?
We're going to find out. I'm not even sure. I don't know.
So who's going to be there? You and I and who else?
Okay, who needs anybody else, right?
I mean, well, I know, but I'm just an Aladdin.
We're taking
color.
Our shtick on the road. We're going on the road. We've got Mark Levin, the great one.
The great one.
We've got Dennis Prager, who
my
is
rabbi.
Fantastic.
That's what I say.
Absolutely.
I'm a Catholic, but he's my rabbi. It's cool.
I'm a Catholic. He's my rabbi too. And then we've got Charlie Kirk, who is fantastic, as you know.
Yes.
And who else? There's you.
Oh,
there's
who's
me.
That guy who's running for governor?
The fantastic Larry Elder.
We'll
be opening things up. So he's actually going to come out and speak, and then you guys will all be on stage together. It's going to be.
And what about that chapel you're training in that you're still
Grant
house
Stinchfield.
Training?
Yes,
Stinchfield.
We're going to put him through the paces today. I think he's ready for prime time.
Is he nervous?
Literally.
Is he nervous? Is Grant nervous?
He's totally nervous. Yeah. He said, what do we do? What is this all going to be about? What do I do? What do I say? I mean, I think he's going to be all right, though.
So what's happening? Are you like a moderator? Are you going to be the boss?
Yeah.
Are you the boss?
I'm going to be the boss. You know I love that. So we're actually going to talk about four different topic areas. Afghanistan, we'll be talking about COVID, of course, the economy, the 2022 midterm elections coming up, and of course, the California recall. So we're going to be kind of blending together a few topics, and I might throw in a few. We can't spend too much time talking about COVID. We're going to have to talk about critical race theory.
80s music.
80s music. Actually, so here's the fun part. I have to do a pre-show. And so I thought what would be fun is I'm going to try to get super secret facts from all of you that are going to be on the stage and quiz the audience. So,
and you're going to ask which one applies to which person?
Exactly. Won't that be fun?
Love it. Love
okay,
it.
So you have to think of something that most people wouldn't know about you, and I'll be quizzing you before I go on stage on Sunday.
Okay, we're going to drop secret bombshells at our town hall.
I mean, I could ask about your 80s trivia, like your prowess, but I think people already know about that.
Well, they should do, because I won that competition, didn't I?
You really did. You
live on radio.
At the Reagan Library.
You I know.
Competition.
All right, she's the
if
host.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we hosted a little 80s trivia night, and Seb killed it. He won.
She's the host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn. Okay, talk to us. What's the latest? Mm-hmm. I can't believe. They're rolling out Senator Warren, right? Ugh, Liz Warren.
Yes.
Then Kamala I mean, can I just... If you're a Democrat strategist, if you like Kamala... And Commie Warren, aren't you already voting for Gavin Newsom anyway? Well, I mean, what's the point?
This is the thing. If Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris are going to change your mind, you're probably already in the camp for Gavin Newsom.
Right.
And how about this? Something refreshing. Maybe some Californians coming out and speaking on behalf of Gavin Newsom. But they're not because he hasn't done anything. And this... You know, as much as the polling has shifted and a lot of people are saying that Newsom's up by 8 points, 10 points in this recall, I think he's still scared, Seb. He's bringing out the big guns. He's bringing out, well, as big as you can get. He's bringing out Kamala Harris. In fact, it smells a little swampy here in California today. She's here right now campaigning with the governor as we speak. And then Joe Biden will be here on Monday. Speaking of sniffing people, he'll be here on Monday to try to wrap it up for Gavin Newsom. He's had Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren in town. And this really shows what the dirty secret is about. This is about embarrassment, and it's about the Senate. It's not about saving California.
Explain.
The message was sent loud and clear by the recall organizers across the bow that Gavin Newsom and what California has become this petri dish, this testing ground of leftist ideas. People don't like it. Not even people on the left here in California. They're pushing back. But what this is about is Elizabeth Warren coming out blatantly and saying, forget California. This is about the Senate. Well, wait a second.
What?
This is so missing the message. California is the reason we have the recall.
It's about what Gavin Newsom has done to California.
But exactly. And this is what I think will be the saving grace. If we can pull this off, it will be because of these people misunderstanding what this recall is about. Elizabeth Warren came out over the weekend and said, this is about the Senate, because if Larry Elder gets elected, he's going to replace Dianne Feinstein, if something happens to her, with a Republican. And we can't have a Republican change the numbers in Senate. They don't care about California. They don't care that people are living and dying on the streets. They don't care that people can't afford gasoline or to buy a house. They don't care about any of that. They care about their numbers in the Senate. That's why Warren's here. That's why Amy Klobuchar is here. And certainly they care about embarrassment. And that is why Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are here, because they cannot stand the fact that Gavin Newsom and their far left agenda could possibly be thrown out by California. And so they're here to try to do everything that they can, hook or by crook, cheating if necessary. They will try to do it, not because they care about California, not because they care about any of you listening in the state or across the country, but because they are trying to protect their reputation and their numbers.
And the fact that in recent days, Gruesome Newsom has pulled out the Trump card, literally, and tried to make this about my old boss, doesn't that smack of desperation on his behalf?
I think it absolutely smacks of desperation. And, you know, it's funny. Grant and I have been arguing a little bit on our morning show that we do together, because he just thinks that there's no hope and that this thing is already lost. And look, I've said to you all along.
Why? Because of the cheating?
Yeah, because of the cheating. And look, I think it's an uphill battle, but I don't believe that the numbers are as bad as they say they are, because I remember when President Trump pulled something off that no one expected back in 2016. The people that are going to vote in this election, who fueled this recall, are going to go vote on election day. They're not taking part in the mail-in ballots. They're not risking the fact that someone may throw out their ballot. Seb, there are holes in the envelope that these ballots go in.
Yeah.
So you can see if people are voting yes. Nobody's going to trust that is behind this recall. So I have a little bit of hope and optimism that the overwhelming amount of people that are going to turn out on election day are going to be there to take out Gavin Newsom, and that it will be enough. And, you know, so much of this is that they're already counting who's turned in their ballots, and they've gotten 2-1 more Democrat ballots back than Republican ballots. But they're misunderstanding again. Not every Democrat is going to vote to save Gavin Newsom this time around. There are some Democrats who have had enough in the state. We know it because there were 1.7 million signatures that came in to get him on the ballot in the first place.
All right, I'm going to ask the – I need you right now. I have a team member here. You know he's from California, and he's just like, they're just going to steal it. Can you assuage Eric's concern that it's just going to be like the last election?
I would love to be able to say 100% that it will not be. But I do know that the Republican Party gets smarter with every election. Back in 2020 and before that in 2018, we were shellacked by ballot harvesting because the Republican Party wasn't ready. Now, are we completely ready for voter fraud and for all the tricks that they will throw out? No, we are probably not 100% ready. In fact, we probably should have tried legislation to take down the mail-in election ahead of time. That will probably come back to bite us. But there are things in play. The Election Integrity Project in California is running around. People today can volunteer to be poll workers, and they should, to make sure that there's no funny business at the polling place. Watch them count. These are things that people can do today to make sure that we keep an eye on things. And the major candidates also, like Larry Elder, have a space on their website. So if you see a problem with your ballot, if you've gotten multiple ballots, haven't gotten enough, you can report those problems right away on his website. And I think those things are better than last time. Can we? Can I say 100% it's not going to happen? No, it's a mail-in election. This is where they get us. I'd like to say we're better off.
Are we going to ballot harvest at least?
Yes. And the ballot harvesting effort, by the way, for Republicans was incredibly strong in the state. In fact, we won back about three or four different seats in California during 2020 that we lost during 2018 in the House because we got better at ballot harvesting. So the game is on. We've learned our lesson on that. It takes us a while. We're never first, but we do come back. And I think at some point we need to get really serious about fighting this mail-in effort because it is just it is ripe for fraud.
It's how you steal
elections. If he loses, it's exactly right. And if Gavin Newsom is saved because the will of California wants it, then I have to live with that. But it is so frustrating, as you know, with the 2020 election when you feel like it wasn't on the up and up and that things could have been different. We have to, as a party, get better at fighting back against the mail-in ballots.
Not on the up and up. That's putting it mildly. If they can maintain the COVID excuse forever, it becomes a not a one-party state. It becomes a one-party nation. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn, co-host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also with CRNTalk.com. I'm going to be taking my swag for Jennifer out with me. Do you have yours yet? From delightful things like our American-made America First mugs with the American Eagle on the bottom, hats, hoodies, and the t-shirt we made for the president. If you're woke, you're a loser. Check it out. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com.
There he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Folks, the war against small businesses continues, whether it's the fixed minimum wage, whether it's the infrastructure bill that's just going to be a tax hike. We need to fight back. And there is one organization that's doing just that. If you work for a small business, if you want to have a small business, please join the Job Creators Network right now. They will fight for you. They want to hear your stories, and they're in it for the long haul to win. Go to joinjcn.com right now. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Join them today. They need you. America needs you. Joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com right now. We are back with somebody who, well, I'm going to allow her on stage on Saturday now that she's, is it Saturday or Sunday? Sunday, because she's fixed her Twitter bio. Finally, I've been bragging on that for weeks. Host of The Morning Answer and AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, as well as CRNTalk.com. I have to ask you a question, Jennifer, because it's news for me. It's stuff conservatives like, but in California, the story of this teacher who asked her students to pledge allegiance to the gay pride flag, is that a story at all, or is that kind of buried?
No, it's actually become a story. See, this is what people don't realize in California. I think they're really underestimating that. There are a lot of moms who are fueling the recall of Gavin Newsom because they are so disgusted with where the school system is. And, you know, a lot of them were really given a wake-up call during the pandemic when they were watching their kids become educated. And these stories are coming out. They are making news. Now, they aren't front-page headlines, but you can find them, which I think is a good thing in California. And here's the wonderful thing. School board meetings, anything where parents can get involved, the PTA meetings, they're blowing up. I have a friend who was always kind of a Republican, but never really got involved. And this last year, with critical race theory, with these stories about these teachers running amok, she has started to go to all of her PTA meetings, to the school board meetings. She started to organize other moms to do the same thing so that they can go and rally against critical race theory and mandatory mask mandates of the children going to elementary school. And it's picked up power. She told me when she first started this that it was 50-50, people on both sides of the aisle kind of protecting critical race theory against it, the same thing with the mask mandate. Now she said that her side of the aisle is starting to really increase in size, and it's picking up a lot of momentum and energy. So stories like this, now that they're finally finding the light of day, because I'm sure stuff like this was happening all the time.
Yeah.
They're making a difference, and these people are getting fired for doing stupid things that have no place in our kids' classrooms.
But sadly, she wasn't fired. This individual was just put on leave. So hopefully,
yes, you're right. You're right.
So hopefully, she will be fired. Let's talk about another very disturbing story. It's not unrelated to CRT because CRT is communist, really, in its genesis. We've just had David Goldman on for an hour to talk about the threat from China. We're going to have Natalie Winters tomorrow to talk about the Chinese communist connections here in the swamp in D.C. You've got a crazy story you sent me about the Californian pension system. Explain to our listeners what is going on.
It is so insane. So many people say, you know, and this is an argument I've gotten back from really educated friends of mine who are thinking about not voting for the recall. They say, we didn't impeach Trump because we didn't like him. Well, yeah, we did impeach Trump because we didn't like him. But OK, a lot of people did anyway, not us on this program. But people did. They didn't like how his style was. That caused a distaste. But Gavin Newsom is now not just unlikable. He's not just doing bad things for California. He's actually got a lot of fraud that is starting to come out. And one of the things that came out just a few weeks ago is that his wife was on the take from money that was supposed to go to PG&E. They donated back to her and her foundation that she runs. Now we're finding out Gavin Newsom's brother has enriched himself. Add that to all of the stories about him making terrible deals with China. And I think you actually have a legal case to make against Gavin Newsom and the people around him who have found themselves more enriched by his position as governor. So the story that's out right now, and this is a big one, is that the California pension system, CalPERS, which is always forgotten about when they're trying to look for budget surpluses so that they can send $600 checks to Californians, which arrived, yesterday, just in time for the recall to happen. But their public pension system has more than $3 billion tied up in Chinese companies, including 14 state-owned enterprises that were blacklisted by the Trump administration. These are organizations that Mike Pompeo has spoken out against publicly, that the Trump administration said do not do business with. And here comes California now investing billions of dollars with these corporations. And these are military properties, by the way, that help invest in the South China Sea. So our money in California, not just going to enrich China for selling us faulty masks, that was like $50 billion. Now we're finding out that the pension system is also investing money into the Chinese military. When is this enough? I mean, this is so far beyond Gavin Newsom. This is our country being stupid. And I don't think it's ineptitude anymore, Seb. This is so on the money. This is what they're looking to do. This is intentional. What happened in Afghanistan was not bungling. We're making a mistake when we call it that. It is ineptitude. It's ineptitude in California, and it's ineptitude in Washington, D.C., but it is intentional. It is intentional. It's not just making mistakes. They didn't mistakenly invest in the Chinese military.
Let's talk about something else that was intentional, made a lot of news in the conservative media. I have to ask if it did in California. The memorial, the flags put out for the 13 servicemen and women murdered in Kabul was vandalized. Is there any update to that? Is it a story in California, the Riverside vandalism?
And thankfully it was. It was actually front page news this morning. It made national news. This monument that was set up over the 91 freeway, which I know you're familiar with that area. We met in Riverside. Sarah, we've met there a few times. And the people there put together this gorgeous monument, 13 flags draped down over the overpass so people could see them as they drove underneath the freeway. And it was vandalized. It was not, nothing was stolen. The property, the flags were simply shredded. They were pulled down. And it was vandalized. And so it makes you think, like, when you can kind of start to justify some crimes, when people steal something because they're hungry or they break in because they're desperate, because they're on drugs, you can kind of figure out why people do things. But why in the world would anybody have it in their heart to shred American flags that were set up to honor those brave men and women who died? And many of them were from California. I mean, that's what's a little extra insult, is that four of them were from the Inland Empire.
Is there 10
of them were serving at Camp Pendleton.
Is there any trace? Is there any indication of who did it?
Nothing yet, but there are cameras everywhere now, as we know. And so my hope is that they can find something and some shred of evidence. But even if they do, what's going to happen to them in California? Are they really going to go to prison? I mean, in that area, you've actually got a strong DA and a strong sheriff. But in other places of California, will it even really matter?
They'll probably get hired by Gavin Newsom's campaign to defeat the recall.
I
can't wait.
Ballots.
Just a few days to go, and I'm going to see her
in
person. I hope you're going to join us. It is the Salem Town Hall, AM 870, The Answer, with our buddies, Mark Levin, Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, Larry Elder, Grant Stinchfield, and the one and only Jennifer Horn. Whammo blammo, follow her at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.